Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
You know, friends, only my sugar bandit can put it together. You know what that means? Okay. And if you think you read a book on how to put the tabernacle together, someone has a PhD in architecture, a good engineer, you put the tabernacle together, it doesn't go this way. I read this book, Paperback. I wouldn't spend money on paperback. How to put your life together. So therefore, you know what the saddest thing is? That the person who wrote it also doesn't have his life together. Crazy. Someone showed me a book about marriage, and this person writes, he was divorced 9 times. Unbelievable expert, right? You know, pieces here, pieces there, right? But come on, do you have it together? And here, I want you to know, what's the acid test if you have it together or not? Would you open your heart? The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu put the tabernacle together and it fell apart 150 times. And only at the 150th time, stay together. What's the acid test inside if you have it together? If you don't have it together, it falls apart, you give up. If I really have it together inside, I don't ever give up. You know, friends, why is it that we were away 2,000 years from the Holy Land, we never gave up? Because there is one thing we have together. Maybe we don't have Shabbos together, but the Holy Land. You know, nobody can take it away from us. What happens to you when you stand by the Holy Wall in Yerushalayim? Maybe you still, next Yom Kippur, eat a hamburger. Maybe. But you know what will happen to you? You know when Moshe Rabbeinu can put it together? Because together, that's a teaching of man. It's not of this world. It's not from the tree of knowledge. The tree of life. You have to be up on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the man. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu brings down the Torah. This is the end of the book of Exodus, because if you don't have it together, you're still in exile, you're still a slave. So you hear, my beautiful friends, between Purim and Pesach, we learn how to be one again. In Purim, we're sending gifts to each other. So much love. In Purim, we get a little bit high. Really to wipe out from my head that I don't know anything. I want God to enlighten me. I don't want to know what is right and what's wrong from a book. I want God to put it so deep in my heart. So deep in my heart. Deepest, deepest. Then we're learning about mamash, and that's you're full of scratches. You'll never taste it. And then we're learning Gewalt, master of the world. Put my life together. Put my life together. Put my Yiddishkeit together. Put my Shabbos together. And then one more unbelievable thing, the Yikra Moshe. Friends, God is calling every one of us. And the mother says, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard it, nobody else heard it. You know something? There is something God is calling, which is meant only for every one of us, a different calling. But the deepest question is, are you hearing it? Are you hearing it? And I want you to know, everybody knows without getting involved in the play of words, the Aleph of the Yikra is written very small. For those who know, and just listen to me, friends. If you want to hear God's voice, you know there is something inside of us which is the smallest thing about it. You know, sometimes a person has everything, but you know what Chometz is? The mashahu, something. It's less than a crumb. Have you ever met two people, both of them shake hands with you? One, sweet, one has this one crumb. This mashu, this crumb. Something. Oh, something. Something. This something is a gift from heaven. So I want to bless you and me and all of us. You know where there's no peace in the world? They don't have it together. You know what peace is? To take the broken tabernacle, put it together again. They don't know how to do it. Moshe, the tzaddik, they know how to do it. You know, they can get together in Geneva or wherever it is. Well, let me tell you something right now, people, pay attention. You know how they want to make peace. Baruch Hashem, God made a miracle that officially the war is over. It's not the end of it. We need the Rabbi Hashem, the master of the world, to put the world together again. And friends, let it be clear to you. Put the world together comes from heaven. Comes from heaven. And it can only happen in Yerushalayim. There is no other place. I'm sure it's clear to you. You think peace comes from Washington, from Rome, from Berlin, from Moscow? What a joke, right? Yerushalayim. Why are they fighting so much over Yerushalayim? Because they know it's the headquarters. They don't want peace. They don't want it to happen. They want to take it away from us. And friends, the very fact that they want to take it away from us is already a sign that it belongs to us. Because if it wouldn't belong to us, what did they bother us? Would you ever, can you imagine someone running after a poor schlepper who has one penny, want to steal his millions? He doesn't have it, right? Eichmann, when he walks on the street, he better have some bodyguards. Because he walks around with $3 million cash sometimes, right? Can you imagine how much they're running after us? Because they know we have it. Not only we have Israel. We are the only nation who's holding our peace in the world. Friends, I want you to know something about Yikra and Moshe. I want to bless you and me. Whenever God is calling us, whenever God needs us for something special. You know something else? Moshe Rabbeinu should say to all the rest of the Yid, did you hear something? No? The Moshe said, I'm going to see my therapist. I think I make a mistake. What? I hear voices. Am I crazy? You know something? If you hear something and nobody else, Christmas message to you. Can't you trust yourself a little bit? Why don't you trust yourself? What do you think God is doing? You think God is ashamed to call you? You see what it is if you have it together? And one more thing, why is Olive written small? If you think or I think I did something already in my life, I'll never do anything again. I have to know I'm always at the beginning. I'm always at the beginning. And my beautiful friends, I want to bless you, and especially my brother's grandchildren, children. You know, my brother did so much in his life. Because my brother had the guts to listen. How does God call you? You think you tune in? God says, hey, tune in now. Shh, be quiet. God is speaking. Let's have a little test on the mic if it's working. God says, hi. He says, how does God talk to you? I want to share something awesome with you. How did God speak to Abraham? How did God sound? When God spoke to Abraham, it was the voice of Abraham. It sounded like his voice. It sounded like his voice. Now listen to the most beautiful thing in the world. When God spoke to Yitzchak, it sounded like his father Avram. When God spoke to Jacob, it sounded like Yitzchak. You know, sometimes I meet people, and I think to myself, if God will talk to their children, it couldn't be with the voice of their father nor their mother. Never, it has to be their own voice. But anyway, I want to bless my brother's grandchildren. Children, I want to bless you. Whenever God talks to you, let it be in the voice of your grandfather. Give out voice. And all of you friends, I don't know your parents, I don't know your grandparents, but I'm sure your great grandparents. Never know. Never know. And if not, let it be your own voice. Anyway, let's sing one more good song, then we make a little intermission, and if someone is still there after, then we'll sing a little bit more. So we just sing 2 more minutes and we make an intermission, so stay. Can we go to D minor? Thank you. like very much before we have a little, I hate the word intermission, but I would like very much my rabbi head against Dr. Rich Stiff from Hollywood.
Glad you could all be with us this evening, and we're extremely grateful to Shlomo for jumping out here to be with us this one night. Just say one quick word. There's a holy sefer called Mei Shaloach that Shlomo loves to teach us. And Rav Yitzhak shared that with me this week. We learned together from the Mei Shaloach. He's speaking on the Parsha V'Yekel, where he speaks of how Moshe brought together the people of Israel. And so it's saying, how did this happen? It happened through, and how did they realize that it happened, was through the building of the holy tabernacle in the wilderness. It says, what was the miracle? Wasn't the miracle that everybody brought their treasure? Each one brought different types of treasure. Each one had some treasure to bring, and they all brought their individual treasure. And the miracle wasn't that each one created a work of art, that out of this they made some beautiful works of art that were to be joined together in the Holy Temple. The miracle was that then they appreciated the miracle, that when they brought all these diverse treasures together, when they brought all the diverse handiwork together, that it was able to be joined together into one beautiful structure. And so that's one of the works that Shlomo does, is to bring all of us diverse Jews together, and we see that how we do really fit together, and we make one beautiful structure together, the House of Israel. So I pray that we continue to be fitting ourselves together, that we join together, V'yakel, that we join together into a beautiful structure, the holy dwelling place of God, of Hashem in this world, and let us make a place that He can dwell amongst us.
Amen.
Thank you again.
So let's have a little intermission for a few minutes, and if you're still alive after, let's continue. Just about 4 weeks ago, I was in London, Manchester. He comes up to me and says, I want you to know, my neighbor went to the Holy Land before Yom Kippur. You know, an hour long from London, Tel Aviv. And next to him, sitting in Yiddish, and he assumed that, more or less, maybe a religious Jew. So in the morning he says to him, would you like to put on film maybe? Or he says, please let me out of it. Looks at a picture, tells him that he should use long piece of hair, shino. Looks at him. You see, this was me before the war. Not anymore, he says. He says, they killed my wife, they killed my children. They had one boy left, Pinchasov. Then we came to Auschwitz, and they took my son away. At that moment, I made a vow. The only thing I'll do in my life is antagonize God. Whatever He wants me to do, I do the opposite. Look, those people, how can you judge what the other man? He didn't say anything. Okay, 2 days later, it's Yom Kippur, and they both checked into the King David, and so if you know, opposite the King David is a little synagogue, so our friend the Yidah had gone there. And, you know, before memorial services, you go out, get some fresh air. And there's a bench there, some of you know the neighborhood. He walks out and sees his friend, the Yid, sitting on the bench, eating sandwiches. And again, you don't know who's turning over heaven more. The Yid versus davening or the Yid versus sandwiches. He sits next to him, he says, I understand I understand you completely. But let me ask you something. You're crying for your son. Why didn't you go into shul and make a camera Rasmussen? Why didn't you say a prayer for his neshama? He said, did you ever do that? He said, no, tell you the truth, I didn't. And you know, when you make a Kimmel Rachmin, you say the name of the person you're making the Kimmel Rachmin for, and then you say your own name, says, I'm giving for Stoker for charity. He walks in the house in that shul, is a very decent yid. His name is Pinchas, he's a very beautiful voice. So the yid walks in, you can imagine a broken ear. He says to the Chazan, can you please make a Kamal Rachim for the neshama of my son, his name is Pinchas ben Avraham, and please say that his father, Avraham ben Pinchas, giving the stoker for him. The Chazan looks at him, and he goes, Tate! And he looks at him and says, Pinchas! That means 47 years later, people still find each other. And I told this story, I'm telling this story, I know it's unbelievable. It's a Mashiach story. Someone asked me, so what do you make of it? So I told him like this, that, you know, God gives you only pain as much as you can bear. Obviously, until he went into shul, the making Kirmal Rachmin, he could possibly bear the pain that his son is not in this world. When he walked into shul, the Kirmal Rachmin, he couldn't bear it anymore. So at that moment, heaven was forced. Heaven was forced to give him his son back.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.